Chuck Chat Freestyle for October 8th, 2010. Hey, October 8th happens to be Donna's and my 22nd anniversary. So happy anniversary. She's been a wonderful woman, very patient woman to keep up, to put up with me for so long. It's been a wonderful time. I feel truly blessed with all that we've been given and certain things that have been avoided along the way. So no real secrets there. It's just I've seen a lot of troubles with other couples, and again, feel very fortunate that things are turning out the way they are, and look forward to at least another 22 with her. So just the kids are wonderful. The house is wonderful. The way that the job stuff worked out is all wonderful. So it's a good time. It's hard to believe it's been 22 years sometimes. It's I hardly feel a day over 20. the time really is going faster and faster now with the girls getting into high school, Julie getting ready for college. Just it's amazing. It's kind of weird because I've been having, I must have reached that age that I've heard people talk about where they say someday you're going to wake up and realize there are more days behind you than there are in front of you. Well, it's working its way into my subconscious because I had been having some weird dreams about that, and my parents, they're well into their 70s, and realize that our time is limited with them. I will be spending time with them later this month, a couple of weekends. Got a little mini family reunion coming up, looking forward to that. So just making every day feel as fortunate as possible. And finishing up the book, actually, as of this moment, it's done. At least my work is done on it. Got to get Craig to crack the whip because they want all the rewrites done by Tuesday the 12th. We've done the first revisions of the... Actually, I thought it was originally going to be a second edition, but they retitled it. It's not Teach Yourself WordPress in 10 Minutes anymore. It's Teach Yourself WordPress 3 in 10 Minutes. So technically, I'm taking a credit for a second book there. And the rewrites went pretty quickly. I think I spent maybe 15 hours on it. And Craig went through his pretty quickly. We got them all done by September 17th. Then the editors got a hold of them, turned them around in a couple of weeks. And we just got them like Thursday night. And they said, oh, could you have these done by Tuesday? And I went, oh, man, it's always hurry up and wait. It's always hurry up and wait. And took care of the, what they call the front matter, which is our bios and whatnot. Then the introduction. Chapter 1 was pretty good. Chapter 2 seemed to take a little more work because that's really where you get into setting up the configuration and whatnot. And in version 3, they changed a lot of stuff. And I thought, this is going to be gruesome. Because the editor, what originally in the book, like chapters 1 through 7 were for WordPress.com, but you're still introducing a lot of topics that are applicable to both, setting things up and configuring your blog and the different settings and whatnot, and how to create pages and posts on your blog. And the editor started saying, well, this is different in WordPress.org, and this should also be mentioned because it's not even available in WordPress.org, and this is only available in WordPress.org, and I started having to bleed some of that other stuff through. So Chapter 2 took a lot of work to rewrite and refine, but the other chapters seemed to go much quicker on the author reviews. I think there was one change in Chapter 5, one comment in Chapter 5, and it was like two words that I needed to change. So once I got past Chapter 2, it went pretty quickly. Probably took a total of, maybe 4, 6 hours to do their rewrite stuff. Not a whole lot of time. It went pretty quick. And now I got to get Craig to finish that up as well. Lisa turns 15 tomorrow. Hard to believe. Hard to believe. Very overjoyed with how she's doing, and it's just hard to believe it's been 15 years already since we brought that little pudgy baby home from the hospital. she's a sweetheart, and because she can still light up a room with her smile. Well, she does it less and less, I guess, when I'm around anyway. She's a treat when she's alone. When she gets with her other friends, you know, Dad's an idiot. But we love her. We love her anyway. It certainly has been an interesting year because the girls are both getting MacBook laptops tomorrow. Picked them up earlier this week, and I don't want to give them to them right away. I said, no, it's like 9:30 at night. They both have homework, and there's a couple hours of, you know, installing patches and software and whatnot you got to do. Let's wait till Saturday when we have time, and they can appreciate them. So we'll be taking care of that. That was just one way we fed the economy. It's been a year that we were feeding the economy. Part of it was that we didn't take a family trip this year with the job change and whatnot. You know, I don't have 5 weeks of vacation to draw from and go, hey, let's, you know, go to wherever for 2 weeks on vacation. Donna still has a considerable amount of vacation, so she's going to spend some time doing that. Maybe she'll spend some time at home, or she's free to take a trip if she wants. But we didn't take a big family trip this year. We're going to bank that for next year, which left us, between that and the severance pay and whatnot, left us with some disposable income. We invested a good amount of that, but other things we went and finished up. We got new furniture, which was before the job change. We got a couch and chairs and whatnot for the family room and the living room. Really spruced up the place because Donna's brother needed some furnishings when he was moving out or in or wherever he was going. So we gave him our old stuff, and then we said, you know what, we better get some new stuff. We got a new dining set. We'd been originally using the one from a gift certificate Donna won at her bridal shower. So this thing was 20 years old. The chairs were starting to get a little weathered. The table really wasn't big enough. I mean, it was big enough for the house, but it wasn't big enough to have guests over. It was comfortable for four, but uncomfortable for five or six. And I know the majority of the time is what we use it for, but there are times when you have parents over and, you know, somebody shouldn't have to sit on the metal folding chairs in the corners of an oval table. That didn't make sense, but folding tables don't have metal chairs. So we got that. We actually ordered that the day before I was let go from my other job, but fortunately things worked out. We kept the order alive, and really glad we did. Nice, nice dining room set. I think I posted a picture on Facebook or something. Finally, the series of events that, you know, we got new furnishings and we painted the family room and whatnot, we finally settled on enough pieces and parts and whatnot to make up the home theater. So we've got a beautiful new large flat screen TV with giant theater speakers and a wonderful sound system that can handle the Blu-ray player and the HD DVR and the Wii and all that kind of stuff. And that was a real treat to have. A very luxury item, and I didn't, when I started this, maybe, oh gosh, thought about it a year ago to start getting high def stuff. Didn't want to encourage more TV watching because I, you know, certainly I don't have the time to watch TV more than I do. But when you use things like a DVR that record it Wednesday night when I'm typically doing something else, and I can watch it Saturday night when there's time to sit back and relax, works out real well. And you know, if you're going to watch these things, we don't go to movies a whole lot. So I never saw Transformers 2, and now it's out on DVD. Put that in the Netflix queue, or go to Blockbuster and get it on Blu-ray. Well, you watch it on a 65-inch screen with speakers that'll shake the windows. It's close enough for me and a whole lot cheaper. With the new furnishings and whatnot, it really makes this room exactly what we wanted before. We've kind of gotten past the stage after 20 years of marriage where it's time to cash in the furnishings that we got from our parents and college years and scrimping and scraping. And really, we have the means. Let's get the items that we're going to have for the rest of our life. It's not like we're buying toys for a lot of this stuff. Okay, the electronics are kind of toys. But you know, we didn't go buy jet skis or snowmobiles or something that, you know, granted those would also last quite a long time, but, you know, we've been very frugal and economical, living within our means, and now it's time to reap some of the rewards of that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I married Donna because of her sense. She's got a very smart monetary ethic, as do I, and we hope that percolates to the girls. We got the laptops because we know they need them for school. Granted, we do have a family computer that they can be on, but there's been some conflict lately with Donna wanting to do the finance while the girls have homework, and Julie's got a college correspondence course for calculus, and there's been some conflict there. So this completely made sense to do what we did. And now it makes sense. This is what I'm trying to say. I know Lisa really wanted a Windows system, and she tried to talk me into that. But her argument was that I take things home from school, and I can't use them at home. And I said, well, we're using Microsoft Office, and I thought maybe it's because we're using 2008, and PowerPoints are being saved as PPTX files, the new format, and they probably don't have the compatibility for it. What turned out to be was that she was bringing home Microsoft Publisher files, and Publisher isn't a part of the Macintosh Office package, at least not the home edition that we've got. And we were able to scrape enough of that content into Word that she could put together the flyers and things that Publisher offers. So kind of weird that Microsoft would have done that. And I'll be discussing it Sunday night on Technorama. Is what do our schools actually think people have for resources at home or expect them to have? Do they expect them to have high-speed internet? Do they expect them? Because if it is, this should be listed somewhere. Do they expect you to have Microsoft Office with Publisher? Do they need Microsoft Access? Are they going to be doing database stuff? So I know I'm getting a little bit into the rant mode, but seriously, what are you expected to have in terms of technology to do your homework? And if you can't, what are you supposed to do that? They don't open the schools on the weekend so that they can do that. Just kind of goofy in that respect. So I'm going to cut it there. It's I've got a laundry list longer, but I think I'll come back in a couple days and just finish that up. So, hey, thanks for sticking around. It's been good to see you. Lots more news around podcasting and work and whatnot, and I'll share that over the next few days. This is just a rare moment where the house was empty, and I thought I'd sit down and talk to you. So until next time, 101.